Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the feast of St. James the Apostle. And from Vancouver, Canada, we hear from Katie Beadle Rice. Katie is a catechist who works with children ages 3 to 12 using the catechesis of the Good Shepherd. She lives in Boise, Idaho, and her preaching today is entitled Drinking from the Cup.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Today, we celebrate the feast of St. James the Apostle, a feast that is marked by the color red. In the catechesis I take part in, we introduce the liturgical colors to three-year-olds by emphasizing the meaning behind each. Purple indicates that we are in a season of preparation and waiting. White is for the celebration that we prepared and waited for. And green is for the time of living and growing into the mystery that was just celebrated. And finally, red, we tell them, is for Pentecost, for the Holy Spirit. Red is also used for martyrs, of course, but as martyrdom isn't an age-appropriate topic to discuss with preschoolers, we don't bring this up. If the children ask about the red vestments worn throughout the year on feast days such as this, we might say, "Oh yes, today is the feast of St. James. We mark his feast with the color red as he was so filled with the Holy Spirit that he gave everything to follow Jesus." In the gospel today, Jesus asks James and John, "Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" They say to him, "We can." This conversation takes place on the road to Jerusalem, a journey that will lead them to a meal where they will be offered the cup at the Last Supper. And Jesus will tell them, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Along with the cup of wine outpoured, Jesus also takes bread, blesses, breaks, and shares it with those at the table, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Jesus' body is broken. Jesus' blood is poured out. This moment at the Last Supper not only anticipates the actions of Good Friday, but also points to the essential nature of Jesus's whole being. He gives all that he is. He holds nothing back. And this is true not only on the cross, but with every breath, every heartbeat. Choosing to take on flesh and dwell among us in the incarnation, choosing to become flesh and blood for us still. On the road to Jerusalem, after James and John say they too will drink the cup, Jesus tells the 12 what this will entail. Whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is the life that we say amen to when we approach the Eucharistic table. Not a life of glory or acclaim, of recognition or ease, but a life of smallness and service. We say yes to being bread that is broken and wine that is poured out. After James and John respond to Jesus' question, "Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" he affirms their answer, telling them, "My cup you will indeed drink." Only in this past week, praying with this gospel, did I realize that Jesus is not necessarily talking about martyrdom here. While tradition holds that most of the apostles were martyred, giving their lives as Jesus did, John is thought to have lived to an old age and died of natural causes. And yet Jesus affirms for him too, "My cup you will drink." We drink from the cup that is outpoured and in turn are called to become a cup outpoured ourselves. The red vestments today speak of a life given completely to God, something we are called to do with each breath and each heartbeat, not just our final ones. In our own time and place, right here and now, may we call on the Holy Spirit to enable us to become what the Eucharist tells us we are, the body of Christ, broken and poured out in love.